All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, where we are live and on the go and on the street, off to a nice little coffee shop. And this Jesse Wallaker, your host, your coach, friend of the most, is in the beautiful state of Minnesota, where it is sleeting and snowy and lovely. So we are going to just be adding even more sounds to your listening experience. So congratulations, we are not your typical podcast. But I wanted to keep this one short, sweet, and to the point. That's why we're doing it real quick before the coffee shop calls. But I want you to know that boredom is not the end of motivation. It is the end of a chapter and the beginning of you really seeing change. So usually when boredom happens, it's because we need some kind of change. It's because you've been doing things for so long the exact same way, and deep down, subconsciously or consciously, you're craving something else. But because you aren't allowing yourself to do it because you believe that it is just only one way of having things happen, you aren't even allowing yourself to play with the idea of trying something new. So maybe you've been in the gym for years doing the same style training, same kind of routine, switching it up here and there, but you really crave something else. You really crave, and your body craves, going a little slower, going a little lighter, trying something else. But you identify as this hardcore lifter. Everyone sees you as this dedicated gym owner. So you're more concerned about what other people... Oh my gosh, I saw a smart car. But you're more concerned about what other people are thinking or will think of you. Or, snow! Or how you're going to lose that identity, rather than just letting yourself try it out and explore and have fun with it. Or with your diet, maybe your body is craving something else. Maybe on a more extreme end, I guess, you want to try a plant-based diet, but your family is all meat and potatoes, and they're going to give you shit, and you don't want to have to deal with that. But you're craving some kind of change. You're craving a little bit of freedom. You're craving breaking away from the norms. You're craving getting away from tracking your meals and meal prepping and Tupperware, but you've been involved in this like cult of living that way, of having that extreme diet and lifestyle and really bodybuilder mentality. But you're not. You want something else. And this doesn't mean everything you've been doing has been a lie, has been the wrong thing for you. I mean, it was there and important to you for a short period of time and for a reason, and it served its purpose, but now you're ready for something else. That doesn't mean you're losing your identity of who you are. You're just building off of it. Something that I've started to learn and incorporate and really trust more and more is your desires aren't a bad thing. Your desires are there for a reason, and they're meant to be looked at least twice, if not like fully acted upon. They're meant to at least be looked at, because they wouldn't be there if they weren't possible. They wouldn't come into your mind and soul if it wasn't meant to be. But you're so stuck in your ways and doing it a certain way and doing it the right way and following what other people have suggested or told you to do, that you just numbed yourself out from even listening to who you are and how you're feeling. So no, boredom is the farthest thing from giving up and losing motivation. It's the beginning of a new chapter. It's the beginning of reigniting that passion and motivation and excitement for yourself. Only if you're willing and open. Oh no. Only if you're willing and open to act on it and actually give it a try. Because something amazing happens when you start living for yourself, when you start acting and working and doing things for you. Things shift quickly. Results you've been working for, struggling with, or trying to keep for years become effortless because it's just who you are. And you no longer doubt, fear, or question your ability. You fully own it and know it. And this seeps into every other part of your life. This is why I am such a big advocate for creating a healthy foundation, a healthy base of freedom and balance and choice. Because then it just seeps into everything else and life gets better. Relationships grow, relationships come, job opportunities, ideal living situations, the dreams you've been wanting to have happen, happen. Because you started believing and loving on yourself first, realizing how powerful and amazing you are, and it seeps into every other area of your life. So, that being said, I am at the door, my little coffee shop, so I'm going to head in, but I really want you to take a second look at that boredom and at those thoughts of maybe doing something else, because they're saying a lot, and you are brave and strong enough to try them out. Just give them a chance. I promise. It'll be more fun than you think. Okay. I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye-bye.